Welcome back to the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, earlier this week, Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine held a press conference to discuss the ideas of reducing noise on Ocean Drive and banning alcohol sales after 2 a.m. This came after two fatal shootings during the very busy weekend in the city. Now, not everyone is on board with this idea. Mike Palma is an executive with the ownership group of the Clevelander South Beach Hotel and Bar.
The time and where they happened had nothing to do with 2 a.m. close down. So we're basically having a feel-good measure so people feel like there's a win, but it's not solving anything.
All right. Now, we spoke with the mayor earlier today about what he wants to change and what is the identity that he wants for this city.
Truly, it was a combination of two things. Number one, we've been working for a while to really clean up and reform Ocean Drive. And as you know, this issue we have on Ocean Drive has been going on for multiple years, going in a downward trend. Obviously, the unfortunate shootings we had on Memorial Day weekend, I wanted to address the community right away. But also, you know, one of our commissioners made some very, very, reckless comments to the community saying that they want to ban and outlaw that particular weekend, urban weekend. And that is clearly something that, A, is not the position of the city of Miami Beach. It's not my position. And I think going out there and saying that was irresponsible. And I wanted to make sure that I came out there immediately and said that our city's open to everyone all the time, all over the world. Come to Miami Beach. And we don't care where you're from. But more importantly, you know, just be respectful and please be safe.
All right, we talk about commissioners who made comments. We also heard from Miami Beach Commissioner Kristen Rosen Gonzalez, who recently sent an email to the city manager, to Jimmy Morales, basically questioning the police chief's job right now and how he's doing his job. And even at one point said, give the cops back their bullets. Let's take away the body cameras. Response to that comment.
Reckless, disappointing, alarming comments from an elected official. But let me get forced to the most important point. Number one, Dan Oates, our police chief, is considered one of the greatest police chiefs in America. Matter of fact, when I became mayor in 2013, we inherited a police department where the tail was wagging the dog. Memorial Day shootings on 2011 were over 100 shots into an African-American's car. We said that if I was elected, I'm going to reform the police department. Myself, the city manager, did a national search, and we found the greatest police chief in America. Matter of fact, Dan Oates was the head of intelligence at NYPD under Bill Bratton. He was the police chief at Aurora, Colorado, during that horrible Batman shooting when the nation watched this amazing chief, and President Obama said, this is one of the greatest chiefs in America. What he's done in transforming the culture of this department, we have new majors, new captains, new assistant chiefs. He's fantastic. He has the respect of the community. So that read in itself is a ridiculous comment to make about it. But more importantly, to say that you want more bullets and you want to take away, cameras. You know, we put in cameras in our police department before Ferguson. It's just the wrong thing, and it's not who we are.
You talk about culture, and I want to come back to this bigger issue of what Miami Beach's culture really is. Okay, so, I mean, look, the idea, and this is the question we're going to have on the program, is what do you think of South Beach and Miami Beach? And, you know, it's South Beach. We hear it in songs. We see it in movies. It's a party place. It's a fun place. Yet you have families there. Do you have an idea, a specific idea of what the culture of the city should be? What are you trying to create?
Well, first of all, Miami Beach has always been known as the fun and sun capital of the world, and we want to keep it that way. But it's also known as the fun, sun, and the cultural capital of the world with Art Basel. Remember something, we have a delicate balance. We have families, residents, and we also have tourists. So we have to manage them both. What we need to do, and of course, one of the biggest issues we have, is only in one small section on Ocean Drive between 5th and 15th Street, where things have gotten out of control. And so the proposal that I have, which we, you know, pushed a year or two ago, is basically, let's roll back the liquor and that only that one section, and not even in the hotels. The hotels can continue from 5 a.m. to 2 a.m. So Miami Beach has clubs that are open till 5 a.m. Our hotels serve liquor till 5 a.m. We got more nightclubs than you can imagine. But it is irresponsible operators on Ocean Drive that are causing a situation where we have prostitution, drug dealing, crime, and it's gone out of control.
So basically, noise reduction is one of the things
Absolutely.
That you brought up. And the other thing, of course, is stop selling liquor after a certain point.
Only in those 10 blocks
okay.
and not in hotels. Hotels would be exempt.
Why are you convinced that those two things are going to solve problems?
Well, you know what happens? I'll tell you this. Is that right now, people think they can come to Ocean Drive and they can literally go wild till 5 a.m. in the morning. And what we've seen there, as I said before, is an advent of crime, mugging, prostitution, drug dealing. We need to move forward on these reforms, because if you know that last call is at 1:30 and you're going to come out at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, fact of the matter is you may not do that there. Okay, you may find other places. We saw it work in Coconut Grove that was had gone crazy, and now Coconut Grove has a fantastic renaissance going on. And we're not trying to create Disney World.
People don't think of Coconut Grove as that party place, that fun and sun place to go to,
but
right?
Think about it, though. Miami Beach, we have so many big clubs all over that you continue can party till 5 a.m. You can even go to our hotels and party. We're only talking about one section. You know, it's amazing. In today's media world and social media, you can say one thing, and it means something else completely different. The fact of the matter is, it's one isolated area. Now, we can create a police state. Think about this. We can put in 50 to 100 cops, and we can spend millions of dollars of taxpayers' money to subsidize four businesses. But you know what? The brand damage they're doing to the Miami Beach brand is horrible. It's a dumb business decision. We must get it done.
Are you worried at all that you might turn some people away and they might say, Miami Beach has gotten boring?
It's a rainy day today. I'm as worried about that the sun won't come out again. That's how worried I am, okay? I'm not worried at all.
All right, again, an interview that I did with Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine a little earlier today, talking about, the idea of the culture of South Beach and Miami Beach, and should that culture change? All right, so Joey Fletcher, who covers the city of Miami Beach for the Miami Herald, staying in studio with me. Okay, you listen to what he's saying about it. This, again, came after the shootings over the Memorial Day weekend. He's pushing for the noise reduction. He's pushing for, changing the rules when it comes to liquor sales. He says it's just that one strip. It's just one area. So you mean to tell me all of us who don't live on Miami Beach, we have this vision of what Miami Beach is, and we're wrong. It's just that one little area.
Well, Ocean Drive is an interesting conversation. If you talk to a lot of people in Miami Beach, you're going to get a mixed reaction to that. And that's across the business community, across the residential community. Because is Ocean Drive the heart of all of Miami Beach's problems in terms of crime? Some people will say yes. Some people will say the raucousness, the atmosphere fosters criminal activity. Some people will say yes, and it's a problem only on Memorial Day. Some people will say yes, and it's a problem all year long. Others will say no, that's not necessarily true. Crime happens in other places in Miami Beach. I mean, for example, the shooting that's being referenced in our conversation right now happened on Sunday night at 2nd and Ocean, which is far south in a very residential neighborhood. And the police-involved shooting that was after the initial murder happened on the other side of the island, on Alton and 6th. It's going to be a really difficult conversation because you're talking about not just a residential, like, how's my neighborhood doing, but you're talking about a business that ends up feeding a lot of the taxpayer needs and desires, lifeguards, parks. I mean, some of this resort tax money that does come from places like Ocean Drive, that helps fund quality of life.
All right, so we reached out to our Public Insight Network and our listeners to find out what they think when we talk to them about what is their idea of Miami Beach and South Beach. Lionel Lightbourne from Liberty City said Miami Beach could be a little bit more hospitable and welcoming when hosting Urban Beach Week. Their heightened security influence, and in some cases, they invite the threat of something tragic happening every year. If changes aren't made to the welcome treatment of Urban Beach Week visitors, Miami Beach would be seen as a Jim Crow paradise. Maria Luisa Castellanos writes, when I think of Miami Beach, I think of having a hard time finding parking and then having to pay a lot of money for it. Miami Beach is beautiful, but if you don't live there, it's difficult to visit. And then Rosa Lopez of Hallandale Beach says, I think of tourists who are just here to get drunk. People like to act like the cast of Jersey Shore. When I moved here 20 years ago and I saw what South Beach was, I moved to Fort Lauderdale to raise my kids. Are these fair?
Well,
parking, I think it is. I don't go to Miami South Beach that often, but
parking is, I think, a universal response, right? but the other responses, I think, kind of paint a picture, I think, of what we were talking about, right? I mean, you get different people run at different speeds, and we're talking about all kinds of people from internationally to nationally to locally, and when you have the residents versus tourist conversation, you're going to run into issues. Everyone's going to want something a little different. You know, one of the questions I posed to the mayor during his press conference on Tuesday was, what do you want Ocean Drive, and really an extension of that is South Beach, to look like, to sound like, to feel like? And he said someplace, I think a little bit of what he said, he reiterated to you, which was like a place where families can come, everyone is welcome. It sounded very sort of Disney World-ish, you know, like just something for everybody. And I think that's in the end a goal for – but something for everybody is complicated, right? Because that you're talking about adults. You're talking about adult nightlife entertainment. You're talking about family. How do you balance all of that? And we're talking about 5th to 5th, 15th on one street that is right next to a public park and a public beach that belongs to all of us. So – how do you influence the makeup of people who's coming here?
All right. We also heard from our ground source, again, another listener, David from Miami. Miami Beach is a mecca for nightlife, clubs, bars, and it should maintain its 5 a.m. ordinance that allows bars and clubs to serve alcohol and stay open. I grew up in Miami, going to Miami Beach since the 80s, and my grandfather lived and worked on Miami Beach in the big bad 1940s. Miami Beach's DNA is rooted in late night entertainment and festivities. So we have this idea of what the nightlife is. We heard from the mayor real quickly, though, in 30 seconds. Does he need to add these rules? Do we need to make changes? Is it really just for a few companies like he's claiming?
The difficulties that he's addressing and trying to address with this crime, recklessness, it does happen in other areas, and it happens in other parts of the year. So perhaps the alcohol at 2 a.m., businesses will tell you, is not the best idea, if it's so targeted. Businesses have countered by saying, if it's citywide, we might go with it.
I don't have a problem with Miami Beach or South Beach. I'm just a land lover. That's why I live in Kendall. I live inland. I don't know. I just don't want to be trapped on an island. All right. Hey, Joey Fletch discovers the city of Miami Beach for the Miami Herald. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much for joining us. I'm Luis Hernandez. This is the Florida Roundup on WLRN.